Welcome to the USPA Conference 2015. This is Friday afternoon on the 17th of July, and we're going to be listening to a presenter, Tim Lippert. Tim has been doing radionics, naturopathic, and alternative medical work for clients in 33 states, as well as Belize, Mexico, Canada, Australia, Great Britain, and the Philippines. He owns and operates one of the most elaborate radionics labs in North America. His specialties include agricultural and environmental consulting, geobiology, water treatment, mold and mycotoxins, Lyme disease, sleep apnea, eliminating allergies, and spiritual issues. Tim's an amazing practitioner. He always has new ideas, and he says, hang on to your hats, folks. Tim's topic for today is radionic techniques to help sleep apnea, Lyme disease, and allergies. Please give a warm welcome to Tim Lippert.
Thanks, Ludi. All right, ready to go? Every time I speak someplace, I always begin the presentation with audience involvement, okay? And this is where, if I'm going to proceed, I want everybody to raise your right hand. You got to repeat after me, okay? Let's see your right hand in the air. Come on, kick in. It's not going to hurt you. I want everybody to repeat after me. I, say your name. Forgive you, Tim, for what you are about to inevitably, undeniably, and eventually say that will piss me off. I forgive you now in advance because I know that you have a good heart and mean well. Thank you. I feel so much better about our relationship already. Thank you. I worked as a teacher. I was a VOAG teacher, an FFA advisor years ago, right out of college. I farmed for a number of years. I worked for a number of other companies as a livestock specialist, working in nutritional work and solving problems in agriculture. I worked with a lot of other companies, and I was really a lousy employee because I never lied to my clients. And no matter what company or what hat I wore, talking with the guys across the tractor or the tailgate of the pickup truck, I always told them, this product is really good. We've had a lot of great results with this, but stay away from this one. This one sucks. I was always truthful. And that makes you a lousy employee if you don't wear company underwear. So I just went off on my own. I started my own company called Livestock Innovations. Now, that don't let the name scare you, livestock, because in this day and age, it's become so integrated and consolidated and massive farming and large buildings and confinement and such. So don't let that scare you. I went down the road purposely of the all-natural realm of trying to teach farmers that there are better alternatives instead of the drugs and the hormones and all of the chemicals and the things that Monsanto and other companies would perhaps have their ear about. And so I've, for a long time, even long before country was cool, so to speak, I've been going down a more holistic approach of helping to educate and to teach people who sometimes have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars invested in land and equipment and buildings and livestock, and they got their whole livelihood at stake. And then you come along and you tell them, well, use this enzyme or this herb product instead of the antibiotic. And they're used to dealing with disease in barns, and that can run rampant if they don't control a pneumonia. You follow what I'm saying? And so you have to be pretty convincing, or you better have You got to be able to educate. You got to be able to walk people through things, and sometimes many visits before you can get their attention. And then when you do get a chance to prove yourself, the product better work, the service better work. So I come from a long, just so you know where I come from. I come from a long history for many years of being a consultant in agriculture, of going down a more healthy alternative road. Okay. And when I came upon Radionics, my world changed. And I didn't, a lot of people, they go to Radionics because, well, they want to save money, they don't want to spend it on fertilizer, or, they're trying to save money, trying to get by, scrimp, and kind of pull a rabbit out of the hat somehow. And for me, I was actually at the very peak of, I was selling about $1 million worth of all natural feed additives that would just replace antibiotics, and my business had never been better. And I was a single breadwinner for the family. My wife, we have 10 kids, and so, you know, she was a little busy. So that was her career, and we homeschooled and whatnot. We're out of box thinkers, okay? So everything I do is out of the box. I do not conform. Even though I'm a conservative guy, you might say, politically or, economically in many ways, in maybe who I would vote for, I am really an out-of-the-box kind of guy. And so hopefully, if there's anybody in here that, you know, is maybe not hard Radionics, but you've got other neat gifts, and you're working with chakras, and you're working with energy fields, and you're working with all kinds of other cool stuff, I just eat that up, because I'm a merciless cherry picker. I will suck the knowledge out of any friend I have every chance I get. And if they're not a friend, I'll try to befriend them, and then I can suck up to them and learn everything I can, and then I add that to my arsenal. So nobody would have ever accused me of being a very smart guy, but I have a lot of very neat, unique individual friends that are pretty smart. So I'm just kind of a grab bag of everything I could steal from everybody else. Okay. Now I'm going to run you through a PowerPoint real quick. Enough about me. I started my own company back about 99 or 2000, and that's about when I ran into Radionics. And I've been doing Radionics every day for 15, what year is this, 2015? I guess I've been doing it for almost 16 years every day. Now, who in their right mind, who's, you know, selling $1 million worth of products and their business is just booming, would turn their back on it and sit in a room and rub a plate for 16 hours a day and go in an entire different direction? And that's what I did, because it chose me. Now, that sounds arrogant, but I mean this when I say it. I did not necessarily choose Radionics. I just recognized that it chose me, and it was something that I could do. And I couldn't even, to this day, I still have to pinch myself, because I rub a plate, the information comes forward. And I'm actually humbly saying that, because I don't believe that most of the problems that we've solved, and we've solved thousands of them, and I'll share a few of them in a whirlwind tour, I don't believe that it's really me, okay? So if I sound like I'm bragging or talking about, oh, we've accomplished great things, no. I'm just a tool. But we have done miraculous things, and it has literally saved the life of many, many people I know, some of my own family, and it has improved the quality of life for almost everybody that we've touched, hundreds of clients over the years. There are people in this room, I know right now, that you're probably wondering, gee, you had to take all that time off, you had to buy an airline ticket, or you had to spend all that money on gas, you probably had some, you had to take some vacation time off or whatever, and you're here, and you know, at a time when the economy isn't always good for everybody else, and you're here, and you've put an investment in being here. And some of you may have even had a little resistance about getting here, because maybe you have a mother-in-law that thinks it's voodoo. I'm telling you right now, there are some of you in this room that are going to learn a few things, either here now or from Ed or from Linda Lancaster or in the next few days or from any of our other speakers that are special. You're going to learn a few things, and if you take it home and you apply it, it will save your life, or it will save your spouse's life, It will affect your children or your grandchildren that are not even born yet. Now you think about that. This is very serious. Your presence here, not for my talk. This meeting, whether we have 40 people here or 80 or 3,000, it only has to change one or two little things in your life and in your future, and it is worth the price of admission. Okay, so I'm going to roll on here. For I've got to cover a lot of things, and I've got a very short period of time. If I don't get to everything that I wanted to, I will be helping with the workshop on Sunday. I'll be also, for anybody that wants to sign up, I'll be teaching an advanced class where we got all day to do it on Monday. So that's up to you. Let's just rock and roll. Oh, just to go back, I'm going to touch on real quick, and I've got handouts. Hopefully we got somebody that can help me distribute paper when I get to that point. But I'm going to cover allergies, Lyme's disease, and sleep apnea. These are three things that we really have really rocked a lot of people's world. And I'm going to go through like a whirlwind through it. And then maybe we'll have a little time for a question or two at the end. This is where I live, just our little acreage out in Easton, Minnesota. I got the house on the right, the lab on the left. I used to operate in the house. The wife kicked me out. She wanted it for homeschooling, and so I had to go somewhere. So I just remodeled an old chicken house. That's my family. Got my first grandson. This is my wife, Dixie, right here. She's a little shorter these days. She had multiple myeloma diagnosed 4 years ago. They gave her about 2 weeks to live. She had one of the worst forms of it. They gave her about 2 weeks to live. And they said spinal compression fractures. She collapsed about six of her spinal vertebrae, and we had to rebuild it. And she was in an electric bed, couldn't do anything. And they said just the oxycodone or whatever, the drugs alone, she'd be addicted for at least, 6 months later, if we could get off of it, she'd be addicted to them. I had her out weeding in the garden without an aspirin in 30 days. This is my little lab. It's an old chicken house. We just remodel it. Don't let it fool you. It's pretty small, pretty busy place. But that's my secretary, Sue. She ignores most of what I tell her to do. But she's a hard worker. Just in case there's anybody in here that gets a little uptight about maybe working, using this kind of technology on people, I am a Namenha, Native American medicine man. So I'm just practicing, my religion, basically. But I also am from Minnesota, which we were the first state in the union to have an alternative medical bill of rights that was passed during the Jesse Ventura administration as governor back, I think it was in the maybe early 90s. At any rate, there were a lot of groundswell people that were tired of the government bureaucracy being a watchdog for the pharmaceutical industry and suppressing good alternatives, chiropractors and naturopaths and the such. And we finally were able to sneak, get it passed, signed into law. It is on the internet. You can go right on to Minnesota state statutes. We were the first state in the union. So what did that do? That opened up a door for other states, and now I guess there's a few others that have followed suit. So what am I, if I have anybody come to my office, I have, by the way, anybody I'm working on, I have them sign this form. Well, actually, it's a newer, updated one, but it's basically that we do not treat, diagnose, or offer medical opinions. I don't recommend this over a medical or a veterinary doctor. You've read this statement. You're here with free will, knowing that I offer alternative stuff. I'm an energy guy. I'm an old farm boy. That's all I am. I guess the fact that we have people without sleep apnea, and they don't cure any of it, and the fact that we have 108 people in a row that have come to us with Lyme's disease that no longer have Lyme's disease within 30 days, I guess that's just a coincidence, right? Everything we're going to talk about is just coincidence, and that's my job, is to help you to make coincidences happen in your life. This isn't about me. It's about what can you do in your life. But I guarantee you there's somebody in this audience right now that knows somebody whose life is miserable, and they've spent their savings running all over to one doctor or another, and they are getting jockeyed around, and their life is miserable because they can't get even handle the symptoms. If you know anybody like that, we might want to talk later, because I'll help you help them, or I'll help them if you won't do it. All right? But anyway, does everybody understand? I'm not a doctor. All right, when I sit down at my desk up in my office, I use a Lightning. This is a workstation. I'm going to take you just through a visual tour through our lab. This is one lab. I've got two different labs down. We've expanded because there was no room here. Somebody gives me a poster, I don't have any place to put it. I designed the ETUs that are up above. Those are 8-bank ETUs. Those were Lightnings. Anybody ever heard of Lightnings? Okay, I started that. David Ripley used to make them. He passed away a few years ago, so they're no longer available. But I had to kind of kick him in the butt to get him to make a machine at that time. And then since he's passed away, basically a good 2-bank instrument, the best that you can get in the world, is, in my opinion now, is KRTs, is what Ed Kelly sells. So I have most of my machinery is actually from a KRT or from the Kellys. I'm just running you through what's going on in our lab. On any given day, I probably have 100 machines running, doing 100 different projects. And right now, just within the last month or two, let's just say, I've got, we're getting into aphid season now for soybean. We do that remotely. We broadcast, take aphids right out of crops, and you can see it overnight. We're broadcasting, fertilizing corn crop in Belize, my own gardens at home, our herbal garden we also have at home. We're broadcasting, taking pests out of a coffee plantation in Guatemala. We've worked several times with banana fields, plantations in the Philippines. Livestock, you've probably heard a little thing called avian flu in the news the last few months. I've already taken avian flu out of 3-4 different farms overnight. And they were so impressed, they actually wanted me to talk to USDA. I tried to talk to USDA. And I called them up and I talked to them, and they were working in our area because they have field people out there, at least the Indians. I don't know if they were the chiefs, but I got talking to them, and then they referred me to another guy, and I talked to him. And I really wasn't getting very far, but he started laughing at me when I offered to show them cost-free. We already had a farmer that desperately wanted me in. They were going to come in the next day and smother all of his birds. He had several thousand of them in one barn. They were positive tracheal swabs on the avian flu. Therefore, they were condemned to death by USDA. They were going to come in the next day and smother them all with 3 foot of foam. That's how they do it. And then they compost them in the barn. And then you're quarantined for X amount of time, and you're out of business. And oh, by the way, you, the taxpayer, pays for that, because then he has to get reimbursed for his birds. I called USDA and I said, listen, I have something that's out of the box, and I'm willing to drive the 150 miles to get there and back, take the pictures, the samples we need. I'll do what I do, and you can retracheal swab them tomorrow morning, and they'll be naive. It'll be gone within 24 hours. Oh, yeah, and they laughed about it. And I said, you're laughing about something that was very well demonstrated to your superiors and the people that came before you even back in the 1940s. So I had to give him a quick little lesson, because obviously he was pretty green behind the ears and did not understand what was done in Pennsylvania and Indiana and some of the other states back in the 40s with Upton and that crew to demonstrate this to USDA before they were their back was turned on them and they were put out of business. But at any rate, I then said to him when he laughed about it, I said, look, all you have to do is don't kill them for 24 hours. And if they're still positive, you can then kill them. Go ahead. If I'm right, it'll save the industry millions of dollars. And then I worked on his ego. I said, and you can be the man who gets to break this to the industry. I don't even have to have my name involved. It's your team that can take the credit for it. And he said, well, we have a meeting coming up. I'll mention it. But you know how far that went. I said, you should call this not avian flu. You should call it USDA flu. And he said, why? I said, because when they get avian flu, it only kills maybe 2 or 3% of them. You guys murder the other 95%. Well, I got kind of quiet. That didn't probably win me any brownie points. So, anyway, it never went anywhere. But we're actually broadcasting on 6 different operations right now, putting a shell of protection on their farm, and not one of them is broken with avian flu, even though all around them in the county they have. All right? I'm just going to run through it real quick because I'm going to run out of time otherwise. You can tell that we have a lot of things going on. You could see, like up here, I've got several of these biophoton machines, advanced biophoton. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit on allergy work. I have 14 or 15 of those machines that are running all the time. Now, I don't believe in them much for doing real solid radionic work. They're kind of a weak sister. But if you want to do subtle energy work to change the information that the body is telling itself on allergies, I found it to be very useful. We've taken out about 130 allergies in a row now, but it takes 2 weeks per allergy. And I'm going to teach you how to do that if you want. You can do that for your own family. It got to be where I just had no more room for machines, so I started putting up plastic folding tables, and now they're all full. So then I had my massage table, and now that one's full. So it's got, I had to buy another place, and now we got that one full. So we have a lot of projects going on all the time, and I don't think it's physically possible to do any more radionic work for one man or one woman, because otherwise you would go nuts. Okay, so we use a lot of crystals. I'm a big believer in crystals. I also use radioactive materials in every broadcast. I use uranium. Yeah, there's my what used to be my massage table. Actually, that's Ed's the Badar, one of those tables with the speakers underneath. Yeah, that's a really cool system for sparking up your chakras. And I usually have so much stuff piled on that I can't use it. So I got to get it cleaned up. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. All right, I'm going to skip through here. Let's see. We got to get to the nitty-gritty. Oh, when you walk in there at night, it's kind of like going into NASA. It's kind of impressive. There's a lot of bulbs. I got a lot of LEDs in that place. I use there. You talk about orgon in the last presentation. I use a little orgon too. I have hundreds of clients on the human side too. I can do that legally. If they get better, it's just a coincidence, right? We keep about 6 anapathic purifiers going most of the time. Several of the replicators. There's a replicator. If you're not familiar with that instrument, that's the newer anapathic. I also add extra plates and ETUs. This is an 8-bank ETU. Ed's got he's got 4-bank ETUs that are available. Those are wonderful. If you got a regular radionic machine and you want to add more banks to treat more things at one time, you can just daisy chain them together. And sometimes I'll daisy chain, 6 or 8 or 10 of these all together. Those are some of Ed's ETUs, what we call external tuning units, and you can daisy chain them to a particular machine. Right up here is, look at that. That's an old Lightning L shape. They're not available on the market anymore, but I still use what I got. There's another Lightning with some of the ETUs plugged to it. Oh, down here, this is another wonderful device right there. I'm not sure what button is what. That right there is a what I call a Cori coil. Cori Stover makes those. Wonderful. It's kind of like an advanced Roden coil design that has mirrors on it. It does some really cool things on time. Like you might plug that in. Let's say it's a 12-hour treatment time on something when you rub the plate. And then if you hook that up to your machine and recheck it, it'll probably tell you, it's down to 8 hours treatment time. And if you wait 5 minutes and recheck it, now it might be down to 4 hours treatment time. And if you wait another 5 minutes, it might be down to 2 hours treatment time. And if you wait another 5 minutes, it might be down to an hour. It is a cool device. And I don't know what time is. I don't know how to define time. But all I know is it's not linear like they think. And I don't know if it coils it up so like you got a long, the old slinkies? If you stretch them all out, they might go 100 yards, but you coil them all up. Boy, they're right there in a little box, aren't they? And I don't know what Corey's device does, but it does something pretty cool with time. So I have I got about 30 or 40 of those things. Also, Ed's, the KRT's double spiral a plate is a really neat tool to really amp up and to have more action faster. Because I have so many projects running at any one time, I also use a lot of timers so that the amps go on, off, on, off. I might have 50 different people getting treated on their backs or their spleen or whatever, this or that, and I have them going on and off according to the time that would be appropriate. Most people are scared of overtreatment. I would suggest, and this is just my opinion, overtreatment in radionics is way over talked about. Most of the time, it's under treatment that we get. Okay? So I know that you never really shut off a radionics machine unless you pull the, you know, you shut everything down and pull the witnesses out. But I'm telling you, for years and years and years, we've done this with tremendous success rates and without killing anybody. We use timers, and they go on and off, and so we're not amplifying it anymore. But I don't soft shoe almost anything. I'm kind of a power guy, but I don't fight Vietnam-style wars. We go in, we nuke the bastards and hit them with the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. I'll send the Girl Scouts in with poison cookies if I have to, but we're going to win. I use a lot of different reagents. Most of the time, a purist will say, well, you've got to test every little herb and every little thing and test them to make sure it's good for them. Somebody calls me and they've got a cold or a flu. I don't test. All I do is I find out what it is. I get the frequencies. Is it H1N1 or H2N2 or what's the flu? I load it up. I put in a whole vial into the larger input wells, external input wells, and I'll hit them with 50 different herbs and some of the best antiviral, antibacterial stuff on the planet. And I do that on every broadcast. I don't sit and test every one of these things. Now, is it possible that they have a couple of those things that maybe don't raise their GV? Yeah. Tough. They're sick. I'm getting them better fast. And that's just one little thing. I've never seen it hurt anybody. There is way too much talk about being so careful. You're not going to hurt someone or you're going to overdo something. Or baloney. When you're dealing with bugs, you're dealing with just viruses and bacteria and mycoplasmas and stuff, I hit them with a lot of stuff. I search out the best of the best of the best in the world. These little reagent kits, I have them on a table, and also, I'll just mention it, they are put together because you can have the best of intentions, but if you don't have the equipment or you don't have the tools, the bullets to put in your gun, then again, you're kind of... you're not going to be as effective. So we put together a number of things, and we use a lot of reagents. I have travel packs, anti-cancer packs, and whatnot. I'm going to hop right in. Can somebody hand out these antigen tests? You know, instead of just putting everything on the screen, I've got hard physical copy for everybody to take a copy of this home. If you want to make more... Oh, excuse me. I'll just keep one of these. If you could distribute them, thank you, Ludi. If you want to take extra photocopies, the reason that I'm handing out these things, including on the Lyme and the sleep apnea in just a few minutes, is because I want this to be in your hands. I want you to go home, and if I don't explain everything in this quick, short little hour session, come and find me during the next 2, 3, 4 days. I will take whatever time is necessary to answer your questions until you quit buying me beer. All right, the antigen, this is just a sheet that I put together. Has anybody noticed that there is just a huge amount of allergies out there in the world? And we seem to be getting more and more and more. I guess maybe the fact that we're changing our food supply, it's all going more industrialized, pharmaceutical farming practically, and the fact that it's... there's glyphosate out there, and the fact that there's a lot of genetic modification. I guess that's just a coincidence, maybe. But what I do know is that there's a lot of protein combinations in our food supply that were never put there, never selected through the natural selection process over thousands of years. I don't know if you believe in evolution or not, but the point is that nature has selected some things to go together pretty well. And as a species, we've survived for thousands of years on this earth, and those that didn't are not important right now. And we have a lot of proteins that we're putting in our bodies. The peptides and the polypeptides don't match up, and I'm not a chemist. I'm probably not qualified to be your librarian, but I do know that I can run a radionics machine, and I can dowse pretty good, and I have pretty good intuition. And everything tells me that there is something major, major wrong in our food supply, and I'm finding allergies just ramping up all over the planet. All right, so how have I helped take out about 130 allergies in a row, including with some in my own family? It starts with just an antigen test. What this is a sheet. Now, it just breaks it into three columns, severe, moderate, or neutral. What I do is I actually buy these Energeek little test kits. These are homeopathic kits. If you want some, we've got them in the, they're about $50 for a whole kit. But you can use them over and over and over and over and over because energetically, as long as you can rub a plate or you can douse or muscle test, you can use this, and it breaks it into 18 different categories. Let's go a little closer. Those are the kits. These are wonderful little kits. And I don't care where you get them. Get them if you want to go home and find them from a different company or whatever. God bless you. Go get it wherever you need to get. But if you have any ability to radionically test or to muscle test kinesiology or to douse, get one of these kits because you can find out what drops the general vitality on a person real fast. And I guess that came up a little bit fuzzy from this depth, but it breaks it into 18 categories. Animal, meat, biting insects, mold, coffee, tea, and chocolate is one. Nightshade, that's the nightshade family, would be like eggplant, peppers, tomatoes, potatoes. And then there's also the contact, which would be like poison oak, poison sumac, poison ivy. You've got nuts, seafood, dairy, dust, trees, vegetables, flowers, fruit, weeds and grasses, grain and seed, and also, what's the last one? Household. That would be like bleach or laundry detergent or fabric softener or whatever, okay? So this is very macro, okay? It's just very basic. But people need to start with finding out, okay, what categories do we have a problem with little Tommy? Why his skin is breaking out, or little Susie, you know, why her nose is running all the time. You can help your own family or someone that you love or care about just by having a test kit, and if you can do radionics, you can do wonderful things. All right, but anyway, we'll go on. So having a simple test sheet just to go down, and I just check them off as being, you know, when I'm doing radionics, if it's very severe, if it drops their GV to zero, when I take one of these and I pop it in the input well and I test them individually, if it drops their general vitality like a rock, that's a severe allergy, okay? That's what they're telling you. If it's just a moderate, that means, okay, it's still a problem, but not a significant, really, really big problem. And if it has no effect on their GV, I know that it's neutral. They don't have a problem with it, okay? So these little test kits are wonderful. Every radionic practitioner out there, because of the nature of our food supply and the population now with allergies, you ought to have one of these, okay? Okay, this is just looking at the what I couldn't read before. Okay, now, advanced biophoton analyzer. I'm not selling these, and I'm not commissioned to represent these by anybody, okay? This is just one of my, I got about 14 or 15 machines running around the clock all the time, and I don't even like these machines. For radionics, they're a pop gun. But I'm telling you, if you want on subtle energy, if you want to change what the body is telling itself, and what is an allergy, by the way? You have that antibody antigen reaction. If you want to change the intrinsic data fields of the body, and to instead of the getting, you know, like the body gets its underwear all in a bunch over this protein showing up, all right, it talks to it little by little by little, every minute of every day, around the clock. You put their picture in the back. Or that if you have the old Polaroids, if you don't have them anymore, don't use the Fujis, you know, the little Instamatic. Don't use them, they don't work in these machines. You can fit them in the slot, but you won't have the good results. You have to use a hair sample or some kind of a DNA sample. You can put it in a little bag, and you can put it in the slot. Or you can use the Polaroid pictures if you have them. But I started using the Fuji pictures thinking that they would do just the same, and they won't. Okay, they're very, very independable. But you have an input and an output well. This thing will automatically scan every minute of every day, and it'll go through and it'll read the data fields of the body. And then it will, if you flip the switch to antidote and the other one to neutralize, here's looking straight down at it. What you do is you take the sample. What you do is you have the little tests. This I use only for testing. And then what I do is I buy the bottles, each of them individually, of the mold and the dairy and whatnot. You can just have these little one-ounce bottles. And you can put the bottle of whatever little Tommy is having a problem with, put it in the input well, make sure you don't have any fingerprints on it, put their picture, if you have Polaroids, or their hair sample in the sample well, and you flip it, you see how it's up to antidote and neutralize? And then we're also sending it, because they're not just sticking their fingers in there. We have it flipped to animal because we're treating a human or an animal. We're putting it to send because it's remote, and we let it go. on antidote neutralize. And it'll scan the body, and it'll read the data fields of whatever you put in the side, which is, you've already identified, you've tested that little Tommy was allergic to cat hair, right? Or if you don't want to buy the antigen kit, you can just actually snip off cat hair and put it in a bag and put it in here, okay? It's going to read that energy field, and it's going to create an antidote to neutralize it on the person. And it'll do that every minute of every day, around the clock. And because it's a weak sister, it takes 2 weeks, roughly, to get rid of an allergy. 2 weeks. Sometimes in less than a week. But I don't take a chance because I don't want to have egg on my face. As a therapist, people come to me because they have confidence that when I say I'm going to do something, we're going to do it. We can reach out and do things. And so my reputation or the... I don't make claims. I always tell them, we don't promise anything. Won't promise you a darn thing. But this is what has happened for a number of other people. And I started saying that after we did on 3 or 4 and 5 and 12 and 40. Now we're up like 140 of them. Okay? This is pretty cool. And I've tested it after a year or two on some people, and they're still gone. And that landscaper is still working with weeds and grasses, and he doesn't have a problem with it. He might come up with a new one. He might come up with a flower allergy or something else, but it's working pretty well. I have, by the way, had to redo, you know, maybe 3 or 4, and I found out the mistake was that I had bought several of these machines, and I was running maybe 4 or 5 of them on the same person at the same time because he had 4 or 5 different allergies. I had hair, you know, cat on this one, or animal dander, and I had dust, or I had trees, or dairy. Don't do that. Because one is scanning while the other one is treating, and they're going to throw you off. Only if you're going to use this equipment, you only do it on one sample at a time on that person. And it takes, I'm telling you, it takes about 2 weeks to have a really dyed-in-the-wool, good, positive outcome that you can depend on. Otherwise, you have to go back and sometimes redo a few of them, all right? Does that make sense? Am I going too fast? Any of this make any sense at all to anybody? Yep. Wonderful. All right. So, again, I don't sell this equipment. I don't even like them. I just keep buying them because people pay me to take out their allergies. I'm all about results. That's, you know, bottom line is I don't care what they are. All right. So, does anybody have any questions? I'm going to go on to Lyme disease here in a minute. Any questions on the allergies? There is one other option I'll give you. If you don't want to buy a machine that costs $1,800 or $1,900 and have a $50 test kit, or, you know, if you don't want to do it that way, pull out your pendulum. You can do it the Raymond Grace way. And I'm not saying it won't work, because I've seen it work on other people. If you're a dowser, if you trust your dowsing, if you have faith that you can, then you can move mountains. And what I do is in a pinch, I might be away from home or whatever, and I want to help somebody who's got an allergy issue. I'll just pull out my pendulum, and I'll ask permission first, and if I have it, then I go on. And I'll just simply, the pendulum will swing to the left, which is counterclockwise, and I'll say something like, I desensitize the mucous membranes of Susie's body to all allergens and irritants. And the pendulum will swing to the left because it's taking things out. You're transmuting or you're taking things out. I desensitize the mucous membranes of my body to all allergens and all irritants. I neutralize the negative effects of all food, drink, and environmental factors, including allergens and irritants that have non-beneficial effects upon Susie's body or Bobby or whoever. Now, did that make sense? Put it in your own words. I'm going to say it one more time so you can kind of wrap this around your head a little bit. Two things. I desensitize the mucous membranes of my body to all allergens and irritants. Now, that's pretty simple. Keep it simple. With dowsing, keep it simple. And then secondly, you might also add, I neutralize the negative effects of all food, all drink, all environmental factors, including any allergens or irritants that have non-beneficial effects. That's key. Non-beneficial effects upon my body. You can do this on yourself. Now, if you believe you can't do that, you're right. And if you do believe you can do it, you're also right. And you will see little mountains move. And then you go to work on bigger mountains. You should do this little process. Sometimes you have to do it once or twice or maybe even every day for a week. You do it as long as necessary until it has taken hold in your subconscious or in that person. You have made that connection and you have changed it. Now, that is what I learned from Raymond Grace. Anybody in here know Raymond? I consider him a good friend. He's a smart guy, one of the best dowsers in the world. And he heals. Well, I do things with machines. Raymond does a lot of things just remotely. And I think he has respect for what we do with the equipment, and I have respect also for what he brings to the world in empowering people without a very big budget. It's great. So you have I adequately covered what we need to do for allergies and for you and for your family? Do you feel comfortable with that? Then I'm going to move on. If you have more questions, please come and see me. How are we doing? We're running out of time, aren't we? 20 minutes? Oh, we're going good. All right, let's go on to Lyme disease. Can I get somebody else? Let's see, can you help me? This worksheet is gold. I should not be handing this out. If I was a selfish pig that was only concerned about my own bottom line, I should not be handing this and putting this out to you, other than even if you did pay tuition to get into this place. This is power, guys. Do you realize that after how many years of collecting this data and these frequency patterns, radionic rates, what I've just given you right here, this is the torpedo that will take the Titanic down. Now, you may have to have a radionic machine, or you better know somebody that can do it, but this has done it 100 and, I don't know, I lost count, 106, 108, 110 times in a row. I guess that was just a coincidence. Maybe we're doing something right. How about we go with that? Did I make any claims? No. It just disappeared coincidentally. So I'm going to tell you how we've done it. So even if somebody shoots me, you've got it. And you can spread it to everybody you know, and you can continue to add on to it. And all of you other people that are doing good, energetic work, research work in your own state, in your own place, with your own people, you can be adding to this. And then please give me an email and share if you got another new strain or a new variety, a new mutation of the disease on the parasite, the virus, or the bacterial level. Please share with me so that I can add it to my list. Pat Schmidt down in Iowa, never met him. I'd spent many hours with him on the phone, never did get a chance to meet him. He died, unfortunately, a few years back. But he started, when I started inquiring what he was doing with Lyme, we were sharing information as fellow therapists, just helping each other out so that we can have people that have better lives. And God bless him for it. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Pat kind of got me started on the Lyme thing, sharing with some of the rates that he had, okay? This isn't just a Tim Lippert thing. This came from other good people that had spent years trying to figure this out. And then what I've done is just take it to a whole other level because I've continued to add on new strains, and we have to go after it on the spirochetes and the different ticks and even the Lyme disease, the Heartland virus, which is a pretty new one down there. So I just keep adding to it. And there are some times, have I ever had to retreat somebody? Yes. Because they got rebit maybe 3 years later or 5 years later, and I redid it, and they were free again. Okay? So, here are all these rates. Now, if you don't have a radionics machine, or if you only have a little two-bank unit, how are you going to do this? It's almost impossible. I mean, you'd have to be loading and unloading and loading. That's where having the equipment helps, because as you noticed when I showed you the slide panorama of my office, I got all those ETUs daisy chained together. Did you notice that I probably spent a couple of bucks? A couple. Sometimes people will scoff or laugh at me, like maybe I operate, you know, I live in the woods with three ducks and a goat. And then they step in the office and they find out that, gee, you know, maybe $1 million worth of equipment does say something. Maybe there's something to it. You need to take all of these out. Now, you don't have to treat the ticks if you don't want to, but I usually have enough rates, I just add them on if I can, and we just neutralize if there's any energy of those ticks still in their body, you know, from the venom, or depends on how long we've had people with Lyme's disease up to 30 years, 35 years that they've been suffering with the disease. Last week it was somebody who had it with for 10 and a half years, and they're getting phenomenally better. You can take their death rate, you know, and just drop it to nothing within a week or two. They're you monitor their pancreas, their liver, or their spleen, and most of the people that have Lyme disease, you test their spleen and it's like 50 or zero. It's just terrible because their immune system is so greatly suppressed. And if that didn't suppress it, the doctors did, with drugs or antibiotics or whatever. And I tell you, you test them later. These people, by the way, if you can load them up on whatever 60, 70 rates, and you take it out, the Lyme will be gone in a week. But I'm going to take you through the process. I don't go just a week. I let it run longer. How come I'm not getting any clicker to go here? What's going on here? How do you get it to go? How would you get it to click over to the next one?
Space bar on
the computer. Oh, right here? Okay, I'm sorry. Space bar?
There you go.
Okay, now, there's a company, three-part process, okay? We want to make this real clear. We load it, if you don't get rid of, what do? I get cut my hand on something. If you don't get rid of the bacteria, the virus, and the parasites, you will not get rid of Lyme. You have to do all three. So if you go to a doctor and they give you an antibiotic IV and whatever, and they treat it, you might get rid of some of your symptoms for a while, but more than likely you're still positive and it will affect you in other ways for a long time and it might come full circle. This is why people are miserable for years and years and years ongoing. They never get rid of the parasites and the viruses and the bacteria. I get rid of all of them. Yes?
They have to be antibiotics. And the fungus.
Yeah, or funguses and other factors. Absolutely, yes. Okay, what do I do? First thing I do is I load them up. I get their samples. We load them up. We make sure we take out, on my end, you know, at least for a couple of weeks, I just let them broadcast on 60, 70 rates. We get rid of them. When they go home, I make sure they have a parasite zapper that they wear every day, which puts a little teeny tiny microcurrent. And I'll get to that picture in a minute. But I also send them home with three bottles of Impro colostrum that I have personally put all of these frequencies out of phase into. So it's already loaded. It's like their own medication. They go home with it, and they're going to take a teaspoon. They're going to wake up that colostrum, and then they're going to take a teaspoon morning and night, morning and night, morning and night, until all three bottles are gone. They just keep it in the refrigerator. Every morning they open it up. They say, "Good morning, Mr. Colostrum. Wake it up." And they take their teaspoon and they put it under their tongue. Don't use a metal spoon. Use a plastic or wood because it's a homeopathic. You don't want to cancel things. And the other little bottle is just, I make them one with a little gin or vodka in it that is basically the same thing, but that's for the acute symptoms they can just carry in their pocket. Any time of the day or night, if they got burning chest pains or they got achy, you know, headaches, fibromyalgic type symptoms, whatever, they can just spray it under their tongue. 5 minutes, their symptoms start disappearing. It's amazing. Yeah.
And those are these rates.
Yeah. I basically load all those rates out of phase, except for the tick. I don't necessarily put all the tick ones, but I want you to realize that there's a lot of different ticks and a lot of different ways that you can get the Lyme. It's not all just coming from one deer tick, okay? But I put them out of phase. And I load it right into, I just get the Impro Colostrum, which is a good company for veterinary uses out of Iowa. And I never open the bottles. We just radionically potentize them. And I tell you what, you take them home. Two reasons why that works beautifully. Number one, because what is colostrum? It's natural. It's wholesome. It stimulates the immune system, right? And it's going to recharge their immune system. And I don't know what all these people have been through. Maybe they've had antibiotic regimens and God knows what they've been exposed to over the last how many years. I want to recharge their immune system. Number one. And colostrum, I've never had a single person have a bad reaction to it, even if they had a problem with dairy. Those factors have been taken out of it. It's wonderful. Every one of us, if we had a mother that loved us, stuck a boob in our mouth and we had colostrum in our first feeding. That's natural. That's the way it was meant to be. That's what every farmer does with his pigs or his cows. And what they ought to be doing. All right, so these are just ways that we can get rid of this disease. And you don't have to have a PhD or a medical license to do it. In fact, I don't know a single one of them that has gotten rid of it. I wish the room was full of doctors, because we have way too many people that are sick and tired all the time, and they're getting milked of their money, and they go from therapist to therapist, and their life is a ruin. And the drug companies don't care. All right, that's right. I got to do this. I keep pushing this button, and I'm not getting anywhere. How come this is so slow? Space bar. There. Okay. Now, parasite zapper. What I do, I don't try to take parasites out radionically. I send them home. We either use a Terminator, that's a Don Croft Terminator, or we use the Oregon zappers. I sell them for like $140 a piece, but you send them home, they run on a 9-volt battery. Women will just stick it in their cleavage as long as it's touching their skin, or they'll wear it under their panty. Women can wear it under hip, just slide it under their panty strap. Have those little copper or silver things, pennies, touching their body. You flip it on, it puts out a little teeny tiny microcurrent, and it will barbecue the little bastards. And you're going to get the adults. Now, you're not going to get all the eggs and the larvae and the nymphs and the little in-between stages. That's why almost every parasite out there, as any farmer can tell you, has a 21 to 28-day life cycle. So how long are you going to do it? You're going to wear it every day for at least an hour or two every day. And if you've got a spouse that you smooch with, you might want to have them wear it for an hour or two every day, too. You both clean out at the same time. You ever heard of endometriosis? This talk isn't about that. I'm going to tell you anyway. One way you can get rid of endometriosis, which the doctors don't do, is you got to make sure that the parasite involved is cleaned up. They don't deal with parasites. They don't even talk about parasites. You got to get rid of the parasite that goes back and forth from man to woman. Okay? Little clue there. Parasites. Parasite zappers are a godsend. The first time I wore one 15 years ago, I'd get this swirly feeling in my gut about 10 minutes after I put it on. I was rocking their world. Then I'd get this stiff, bristly feeling up my spine in the back of my brain. And who knows how long they'd been in there eating and drinking and burping and farting in my blood. But I was going to evict the little bastards. And I'm a lot smarter today because I got rid of my parasites. Oh, that little thing on the bottom is just a little colloidal silver kit. If you get one of those Oregon Blue Zappers, they've also got a little port on the side like a headphone jack, and you can, for $40 extra, you can buy a little colloidal silver kit, and you can plug that in. That's like the trailer on the pickup truck. You can make your own colloidal. So you can make $100 worth of colloidal silver overnight. The thing pays for itself even if you don't get rid of your parasites. Okay. All right, I'm going to run on here. I kind of specialize in radio. I use radioactivity. One of the things you can do to help people get rid of things is use uranium. I mentioned before, I use radioactive little reagents that grind up uranium and put it in. In that lab, every broadcast has uranium in it. If you want to see your radionics really go to another level, use some little packets. A lot of times, men get PSA levels, or they get prostate swelled up, or people have brain tumors. That's a Geiger counter. I take uranium, I grind it up into gel, I put it in a gel pack, make a little gel pack with some mineral oil, whatnot. We've had people sent home from Rochester at Miracle Whip to die. Basically, they wanted to lop them off, women, breasts, lop them off, and chemo and radiate them. And I don't even touch them. I sent them home with a few tools, but we use the good natural radiations. This is what God put in the world, guys. You've been lied to about radiation all your life. Without it, life is impossible. And they usually have this idea propped around ever since they had a guilt complex over nuking the Japanese. And Chernobyl burned out about 40 or 50 firemen that had to put it out. Everybody's gets all uptight about radiation. If you take a map of the United States of where all of our worst cancer is, it's in those areas that have the lowest radiation. And the areas where we have the healthiest, where there's the healthiest people living, like in Denver, Colorado, they have the highest background radiation. It's stimulating your immune system. To finish the story, I've had women that had breast tumors that were so painful, like that one I was telling you about, that every time she breathed, it would just put tears in her eyes because it would push on her bra. We had her pain-free in less than 24 hours without an aspirin. She used radioactive materials. What if you have Lyme's disease and you have to get rid of... Oh, what happened? Oh, anyway, if you have pain and inflammation anywhere in your body, you can use little packs or you can use bigger packs, and it just wipes out the pain that takes that rheumatism and whatnot out. So anyway, I'm not going to go into that any further. What happened to my... Did it go to sleep? We got a lot of things to cover yet. We can't have this go dead.
The computer died. Ran out of power.
Is there no cord plugging it in? Power cord?
Not.
Uh-oh. It's not my computer. I got my own computer here, but it's not up there right now. So there's no power cord, huh?
Nope.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to continue on because we're going to run out of time otherwise, and I want to share a lot more things. If you guys can get that going, great, get it going. But I'm going to keep talking. All right. On the Lyme, take out everything on that list radionically, and wear a parasite zapper for 30 days, for at least an hour or two a day. Wear it for 16 hours a day if you can. And it'll fry them. It'll get rid of them. And then any eggs that are hatched that now become larvae or and they become adults, you're going to fry them too. You do it for 30 days, you'll clean out. That is a lifetime tool. You can do it again 3 months from now, 6 months from now. You can wear it for a few days, and you'll just start. You keep cleaning out your parasites. These are lifetime tools. They're not meant to be just bought at once to get rid of this disease and then you park it. You can use it and pass it on to other people in your family. The Lyme, you'll get rid of the parasites. You'll kill the bacteria and the viruses that are already included in here. You use the colostrum, and that will reload your immune system. And then the second part of that immune system thing that I didn't, you have the person involved in their own health, their own consciousness. Every time they go to the refrigerator, they're opening that door, and they're waking up their homeopathic, or that colostrum, and they're taking it. Their consciousness is telling themselves, I'm going to beat this bad boy. Every day, twice a day, I'm going to beat it. I'm going to beat it. You don't think that has something to do with why people get better or don't get better? They're involved in the process. Okay, and then it loads it. It kind of reloads their immune system for all the damage that they've been drugged through the mud on over the last how many years. Okay? We've had people with it 10, 15, 20, up to 35 years. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you get somebody that has Lyme, if you had somebody with Lyme's disease for 35 years, that's the one case that I really feel bad for the guy, because even though he came back a year later and he didn't have Lyme, but he still had about 75% of his symptoms, because he still had all that scar tissue and all that damage that went on all those years before I ever even met him. You can have if you got a 10-inch rain on your lawn or a 5-inch rain and you have a semi-truck drive on your lawn and get stuck, you can call a tow truck and you can have that semi-truck pulled out, but you're still going to have to deal with the ruts. You get the point? You're going to have to do a little landscaping, and it's going to take a few weeks or a month or two to get your yard looking like it did before that truck got stuck in your yard. You get the point? You see my analogy? Someday I'm going to write a book, Tim's Medical Lingo Dictionary. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to hand out, we got another, does that cover Lyme's disease? You guys know what to do? Go home, help the other people in your community. And if you have questions, you can find us. Here's one on the sleep apnea. It's about 4 pages, but we don't need to go through all of it. I can cut to the quick on this one. That's why I put it last. 5 minutes. So I only get 5 minutes to talk, or else we have to get the duct tape and tie him up and put him in the corner. I'm just kidding. Sleep apnea. I have sleep apnea. I would stop breathing many times a night. My wife would tell me that. I wouldn't know it. I just knew that I didn't wake up very refreshed. A lot of people go to these sleep centers. It's a whole new industry that's sprung up. Multi-millions and millions of dollars spent on the sleep business. And they don't really get rid of anything. But they do help people because there is heart disease and other factors that are attached to having sleep apnea and not getting good refreshed sleep. And we don't want people falling asleep and drifting off and getting in car accidents and whatnot. And none of us are performing very well if we don't get good rest. What do you do about it? Well, if you go to a sleep center, they'll test you, and then they'll find out if you have sleep apnea. And if you do, then they'll send you home. They'll rent you or sell you a CPAP machine, right? Because they're so romantic and comfortable. Or not. And those are about your choices. Or you might have a teeth guard or some other device that's secondary off the market that sometimes helps. At least it keeps you from biting your wife. So what I chose to do, my daughter, who is a Dominican nun or Dominican sister, she was inspired, and I really truly believe it came from God. She said, "Dad," sent me a letter. She said, "Dad, I've been praying about this, and you have the ability to solve this problem, and I'm worried about your health." She was worried about me. She said, "I'm worried about your health, and you stop breathing all the time. A lot of people don't; they just don't start breathing again. Okay, and you're dead." So she said, "I've done the research." She went to Aquinas College in Nashville, and she did all the research on all the different parts of the brain that are involved with the sleep signal. Okay? Now, there's two different kinds. If you look at the top on this sheet, the top sheet, there's, go to the last sheet. Excuse me. Most of you, I think it's on the last sheet. Sleep apnea, brain, nervous system sheet. There is OSA. There's obstructive sleep apnea. That's where if you have a lot of extra flab of skin in there and you lay on your back and it might cover up your breathing apparatus, or in other words, a little hole you breathe through, and that's a physical problem. You might have to have a little surgical, adaptation done. That's not for me. If you test positive for obstructive sleep apnea, and you can use these rates, by the way, take them home, use them in your own community, check your own husband out or whoever. If you have obstructive, you're on your own. I'm not going to deal with that. But I find that about 75% of the people have central sleep apnea, like myself, where there is an interruption in the signal that comes from the brain and goes to the nervous system or to the lungs to continue breathing. Now, when you go to sleep and you're unconscious, you're supposed to continue to breathe. But obviously, there's something going on. I really believe that a big part of this is all of the Wi-Fi and the microwaves and the transmissions and cell phone tower or whatever that's going on all the time that we didn't have 100 years ago, and it is interfering with the cellular communication from the liver to the brain, from this set of cells to this cells to the lungs to the brain. I'm telling you, there's something going on. That's just my guess, and I've been working on this for many years. But getting back to finishing the story, my daughter said, "Dad, you can figure this out. You can do radionics without having to cut somebody open, and you can figure out what's going on that the doctors can't figure out." And she did all the research on all the different body parts, the pons variola and the medulla oblongata and so on and so forth. Okay, I gave you pages. You can go through and read them all yourself. You can just test yourself on it, on all these different brain parts and nervous system parts, and you'll find out that if you have sleep apnea, that a lot of those brain parts are going to be like flat tires, or they're going to be like dead batteries. They're going to be low testing. And so it was with me and everybody else that I tested that had central sleep apnea. And so I was on to something. I went over to a radionics machine. I put my pictures and hair sample in. I had no idea how many hours. I just doused it. Okay, how many hours should I test it? I treated myself for about 5 or 6 things in one night. I woke up the next morning, and it was like somebody had opened up a window on both sides of my brain, and it was like, wow. That cool breeze going through my brain. I haven't felt that since I slept at my aunt's front porch when I was 12. That's the last time I could remember waking up in the morning and feeling that refreshed. It was wonderful. And then I knew that I was onto something, or that my daughter was onto something. And so I went further and I tested more and more. And now we treat like about 60 or 70 rates on all these different parts. I've also added, which are not on these sheets, the pairs of cranial nerves that go that are involved with the oxygen transfer. I'm also broadcasting specifically oxygen, the oxygenation transfer factors. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we've experimented with and that we're doing, and we keep altering and changing. And I haven't. Somebody said to me, "Well, how do you know you haven't already cured it? You've been treating on that. You've been doing this for a few years. You're still in the machines." That's true. After about 6 months, I shut it off. I had no answer for the person who asked me that. I said, "Maybe we don't need to do it anymore." So I shut it off, and I didn't tell anybody. And we had half a dozen people from all over the country that were getting treated every night, every night, every night for sleep apnea. And they had all thrown their, I mean, they didn't run CPAPs anymore. They didn't need them. But how long do you go? So finally, I shut it off, and I didn't tell anybody but my wife. And the first week, I was beautiful. It kept going just like a charged battery. Second week, I was okay, but it was getting less and less and less. I was getting less refreshed. And by the end of the second week, going into the third week, I woke up one morning, and she said, "You stopped breathing last night." The batteries went dead. Now, I don't have the answer. I do not have a cure for sleep apnea. I've got an alternative method of dealing with it. So even if you're in a hotel room in Tijuana, Mexico, or in the middle of the woods deer hunting, in a pup tent, or on a riverboat, anywhere in the world, on a cruise in Alaska, you get treated every night you go to sleep. And so I have a sleep apnea program, and I charge them every year, every month, for being on that program so they can be free of their CPAPs. I'm sharing this with you because maybe you want to do it for the people in your life. Okay, you can make their life better. We need more people that are really trying to solve problems instead of just treating symptoms. That's what in my opinion, a real doctor does, or a real therapist is. You empower people so that they don't have to just keep coming back to you. You own them. You got them on a ring like a bull ring. The idea is to empower people to solve their problems as much as possible themselves, as they don't have to be held captive by the medical and the pharmaceutical world anymore. Okay, how many minutes we got? Are we done?
Yeah.
I probably went over. All right. Thank you.